Welcome to this introduction to Welcome to Penfort, written by Sarah Power and directed by Ed Madden. The audio described performance is on Tuesday, the 31st of March at 7 p.m. with the touch tour at 5:30 p.m. The performance runs for 90 minutes without interval and will be audio described by Miranda Yates. Please note, this production contains discussion of sexual violence, domestic abuse and substance abuse, and reference to suicide. Information on Soho Theatre's website tells us, Glenn's got his sword fighting down, Rhea's befriended a deer, new arrival Curtis is settling in well, everything's falling into place. But Penfort also knows violence. 1264, a battle. 1777, a woman burns her husband alive. 1998, a suspicious death. Now the past's catching up. In a village where everybody knows everybody, some truths won't stay buried. The auditorium at Soho Theatre seats about 150 people, with one main block of 10 rows, with about 14 seats in each row, and with each row a step higher than the one in front. A single row of stool seating runs across the right and left sides of the auditorium at balcony level. The play is set entirely within Penfort's gift shop, a modest enclosed interior within a larger historical site. The stage is approximately 10 metres wide, with a rear wall around 3 metres high. This wall curves gently forward at both sides so that the central playing area is about 3 metres deep, narrowing slightly towards the sides, and the floor is covered by heavy oak boards that run front to back. The lower half of the walls has solid-looking dark-stained wooden panelling, while the pale cream paintwork of the upper walls is slightly scuffed and worn. Suspended overhead on the left and right are large candelabra-style light fittings, each formed from a dark circular-stained wooden frame with metal candle holders. They hang from rope, adding to the rustic medieval feel. Suspended next to the lights are a couple of decorative crescent moons. At the front left of the space is the main entrance into the gift shop from outside, a stone-clad archway around a metre wide. Further back on the right is a narrower doorway that suggests access to an unseen area for staff only. Pulled across the doorway is a colourful patchwork curtain made of mismatched pattern fabrics. A rough wooden shelf above this door holds a row of leather-bound books. The pale upper walls of the gift shop are dotted with various framed pictures and maps, continuing the castle and local heritage theme, alongside a few decorative hangings. At the centre of the back wall, a focal point is created by a pair of crossed silver swords. To the right of these, a notice board displays children's artwork, including drawings of castles, princesses, and a dragon. On the far right, towards the front, a slightly kitschy wooden holder is mounted to the wall, the type designed to hold a flaming torch, another detail that adds to the faux medieval vibe. The shop is filled with a mix of display furniture housing a broad array of merchandise. To the right of the main entrance against the wall is a tall wooden dresser packed tightly with jars of jam, candles and small gift items. Further right, a smaller, more contemporary set of gift-filled shelves. A little further, a white metal stand holds a selection of postcards. Within the room, mismatched tables display more trinkets and items such as children's games, sweets and chocolate bars. On the right, near the staff entrance, a tall counter houses gift items on its surface and on several shelves underneath. The tables and counter are placed on well-worn pattern rugs, softening the wooden floor. The shop feels cluttered and slightly mismatched, with a low-budget charm. Later, the shop is concealed behind a huge curtain painted in the style of the Bayeux tapestry, a childlike and naive flat perspective, with stylized figures and decorative detail depicting a medieval sword fight. There are four characters, the first of which we meet is Uma, a woman in her 60s, with a lightly tanned tone to her otherwise pale complexion, with coal-lined eyes and mascaraed lashes that give her gaze a soft intensity. Her hair is a loose mop of curly grey blonde, skimming her shoulders. Uma wears straight-cut blue jeans turned up at the ankle, with brown walking boots. On top, she layers a mid-blue denim shirt with sleeves rolled up to the elbows over a pale T-shirt. Around her neck is a loosely tied green patterned scarf, and both of her wrists are adorned with multiple leather and fabric bands and bracelets. Uma's style feels lived in and expressive, combining practicality with small personal flourishes. She carries herself with warmth and openness, with the energy of someone deeply sensitive to those around her, often moving with a slightly distracted, fluid energy as she navigates others in the space. Rhea is a white woman in her early 30s. She has long, dark brown hair with a neat straight fringe and wears natural makeup. Her bright, engaging eyes and warm smile give her an open and approachable demeanour. She's dressed initially in dark wash mom-style jeans, sitting high at the waist and fastened with a tan leather belt. She wears a soft-fitted t-shirt with narrow horizontal stripes in red, cream, beige and brown, paired with sturdy walking boots. Later, she changes into navy overalls worn loose with the top half tied around her waist. Rhea moves with ease and informality, grounded and instinctive, and often brings warmth and humour into the space. Glenn is in his late teens with thick, curly dark brown hair and a clear light olive complexion with strong dark brows. His expression is often serious and focused. He's fastidious, precise and sincere in both movement and speech, holding himself with a sense of purpose beyond his years. He wears cream cargo trousers, neatly fitted and secured with a tan leather belt, and a light blue Pemfort polo shirt with the site logo on the chest. He also wears walking boots. Later, he adds a jumper with cream and brown horizontal stripes, layering his look while maintaining its tidy, ordered feel. For the reenactment, Glenn wears a chainmail hood and tunic. Curtis is in his early 30s, slightly taller than Glenn, with an athletic build, pale complexion, and clean-shaven face. His watchful brown eyes give him a guarded, observant quality. His clothes have a functional rather than fashionable feel, slightly worn and charity shop. He arrives wearing mid-blue jeans and black trainers, with a pale grey sports-style tracksuit top, and he carries a dark holdall. Later, he changes into a pale cream Pemfort t-shirt and dark grey zip-up fleece. In the reenactment, he dresses like Glenn, with darker robes over his jeans and trainers. Curtis initially holds tension in his body and is contained and slightly hesitant in his movement, but this begins to soften as events unfold. Cast and production credits. Uma is played by Deborah Gillett. Rhea is played by Lydia Larson. Glenn is played by Ali Haji Heshmati. Curtis is played by Sean Delaney. The set and costume designer is Alice Whitehead. The intimacy director is Georgina Macubele. The fight director is Enrique Ortuno. The sound designer is Max Pappenheim. The lighting designer is Cheng Keng. The writer is Sarah Power, and the director is Ed Madden. This is the end of the introduction to Welcome to Pemfort at Soho Theatre. If you have any questions or need further assistance, please contact the box office on 020 7478 0100.